Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com that will help you with your small business. And you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, anywhere along that time continuum. We got something for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. And please be sure to check out the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with Ivan Meisner, celebrating International Networking Week. Ivan is the founder of BNI, Business Network International. That's BNI.com. Ivan, you've got, you have three, what do you call them, core competencies for networkers? Is that the term?
Yeah, three core competencies for networking.
So people need to actually train and learn a skill for networking. It's not just showing up and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
It's really not. And you know what? I think that the industry, the people who teach networking and run networking programs, this is a really new industry. I mean, the first book ever written about business networking and referral marketing was in the mid '90s.
You wrote that?
Well, I was one of the first. Yeah, there was a couple of people who wrote about word of mouth marketing.
Yeah.
Wrote one in particular, Wilson was his last name,
yeah.
Wrote a book on word-of-mouth marketing before I did. But really, the very first books, I was one of the first with the book called World's Best-Known Marketing Secret.
Right.
And we generally used the expression word-of-mouth back then, but that's really gone off in the direction of online networking more than the kind of networking that we teach. Anyway, the industry hasn't been around long. We haven't been writing about this for very long, and so it's an important element of it. The three core competencies are first education. You have to educate or get educated on how to do this effectively. Immersion, you have to immerse yourself in the process, and then engagement. You have to engage others in order to network effectively. Those, in general terms, those are the three things.
Education, immersion, and engagement.
Yes.
All right.
So the education is, first of all, you have to read, you have to learn. Networking's, you know, it's not called NetSet or NetEat, it's network. And if you want to learn how to do this right, you got to get a little bit of an education, and there's some really good books out there. Bob Berg, who's a really good friend of mine and BNI's, has a great book called Endless Referrals. Susan Rowan, who has written a number of books on networking, including How to Work a Room. Great material. And then I've got a gazillion books on networking, as you like to say. Latest one, Networking Like a Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And books like this help teach you what to do, because what happens is people just wing it. They think they know what to do. Hey, networking, all you got to do is walk around, shake hands, ask for business, which is the subject of my video for International Networking Week this year, is the networking disconnect. Because if you go into a room of people and you say, you know, at a networking event, and you say to them, "How many of you here are hoping that you might be able to sell something?" Everybody goes, "Yeah, of course, that's why I'm here." Then you say, "Well, how many of you are here hoping that you can buy something?"
Mm-hmm.
And nobody raises their hand,
right.
Not a single person. And that's the networking disconnect. And if you don't have some education on how to network effectively, you go into these events wanting to sell but not wanting to buy. And so you have to learn how to network effectively, and you have to learn that, you know, your audience, when you walk into these events, they're not looking to buy from you. And that if all you're doing is trying to sell to people that are at those events anyway, you're not really using.
Well, that's the opposite of giver's gain.
It really is, yeah. It's the opposite of giver's gain. The idea.
And I converted that into a sentence in the article I was talking about earlier that I wrote this week. And I said this, in the sentence it would sound like this: "Let me help you first."
Yeah, that exact expression was used by a gentleman I met in December at an awards ceremony for a big region of BNI, and I was asked to go there, and I was the the smiley face. I stood there and took pictures with all of the winners of these awards. And this guy won an award for having given, for having done the most one-to-one meetings in his region. So he sat down and met with people one-to-one. And this connects to what you just said. And so he won this award, and I congratulated him when he came up. And then about 5 minutes later, he gets another award. He comes on up, and this award was for having given the most referrals. And I asked him while we're standing there smiling, the flash is going off. I say, so I'm guessing there's a direct correlation between having the most one-to-ones and getting the most referrals. And he said, yes. And I said, okay, so how did you give the most referrals? And he said, you start the conversation with, how can I help you?
Yeah.
How can I give you, what can I do to help you generate more business?
Right.
He said, you start the conversation with that. Then I asked him another question. I said, oh, it's really good that you gave the most referrals, and I'm really very proud of you for that, but how has business been for you? Have you gotten much business? And he looked at me, Jim, and he said, I'm in the commercial real estate business in Southern California. It has bottomed out.
Yeah.
It is horrible. He said, I've been in the business 26 years. 2010 was my best year.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
In 26 years. And he said it was absolutely because of using this strategy to get business. So, education is where it begins. You've got to educate yourself how to network effectively, because it is not intuitive. Intuitive is, let me go out, shake hands, hand out a business card, and ask for the sale. That's not networking. That's direct selling.
Right.
And so you don't do that.
BNI.com is the website. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other two principles, the other two core competencies of networking. Right after these messages with our good friend Ivan Meiser. We're celebrating International Networking Week. Be sure to network sometime this week. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.